Brandon Johnson has announced $1.25 billion in affordable housing. You guys got to see this. You got to see what Brandon Johnson got going on, y'all.
Proposal put forth by the Johnson administration, arguably the biggest item to come out of today's meeting, aside from the investments it plans to focus on. We're also now learning the city plans to use expiring tax increment district funds, or TIFs, to be able to pay off that debt.
We're going to invest. It's going to be incremental.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is talking about a plan announced Wednesday to borrow $1.25 billion to invest in neighborhoods. The bond proceeds would go toward affordable housing and other development projects, including in the business and growth sectors.
These are funds that our residents and community areas need and deserve. I made a promise. I'm going to keep it.
As the mayor announced this plan, City Council confirmed several appointments, including Lisette Castaneda as commissioner of the Department of Housing. Jesse Fuentes says it's time to change how housing is funded in Chicago, and she's excited for this move.
But more importantly, make sure that housing is a right in the third largest city in the country, not a privilege.
Meantime, Alderman Matt O'Shea fighting for a small box retailer's ordinance he put forth to address issues concerning dollar stores in communities across Chicago. He says the way stores are maintained by these companies differs across the city and in some places is only hurting the fight to combat food deserts.
Drive past any one of those 149 stores today, and you'll likely see overflowing dumpsters.
Is this what Chicago got going on, y'all? Honestly. Like, of all of the possibilities and the things that you can talk about that's happening as far as the budget deficits is happening in Chicago, are you telling me that of all the things that you can possibly talk about, let me finish the video before I give my commentary.
Broken fences, broken exterior lights.
The ordinance, which passed after a weeks-long delay, requires dollar stores to put up a placard with contact information so people can reach out with concerns. It also prevents a dollar store from opening within a mile of another owned by that same company. Jeanette Taylor says her two daughters worked at a dollar store. One was told to bring her gun she had a concealed carry permit for to protect herself, while her other daughter was robbed at gunpoint.
One of my colleagues has come up with an ordinance to hold them accountable, and now we're being asked to wait. What would you say to me if my daughter had gotten killed?
O'Shea says in a six-year span, dollar stores across the city racked up more than $600,000 in fines and 3,300 code violations. Things like sale of six-month expired baby.
Dollar stores, y'all. Chicago. Dollar stores. Now remember, last week we brought Chicago to the front of the congregation because several police officers got carjacked. Because the carjackers didn't even know that the people that was carjacking was police officers. The people that they were carjacking was police officers. You got a migrant crisis, evictions, high property taxes, inflation, crime. Police officers are being pulled out of the schools. Defunding of the police. A lack of police officers on the payroll in general. Handcuffing the police from the Safe T Act. Of all of the things that they could possibly think of. And all of the stuff that they could solve for. They're working on dollar stores. And having whole discussions and meetings among the aldermen. And dollar stores. And the government is funding and throwing money at projects, basically building the new projects in Chicago.
Formula medicine more than a year past its expiration and incidents of overtaxing and overcharging customers. He says he's asking why the chains maintain stores in predominantly white communities while neglecting others.
I don't like getting bull. I don't like getting my chain yanked.
Several organizations in the Chicago business community issuing a joint statement opposing the move. In it saying the city, quote, wrote another chapter on its ongoing narrative of hostility to retailers, passing a misguided proposal that will address a problem in one ward while depriving residents of many other wards convenient access to affordable necessities.
So let me break this down real quick. Right after, because I heard that they gave an opportunity for the residents to say what they wanted to say. Let me see.
The roll call. Very well, then.
Black History Month. Good morning to the to my black people here.
Don't waste no time saying good morning. Just get to it.
This is Black History Month, and I see some of our beautiful ladies having on these African garments. You don't show your blackness by how you dress. You show your blackness by how you vote. Mm. And some of you voted for sanctuary. If anybody needs sanctuary, black people need it. Now, this over here, they're very disrespectful. Michelle Harris and all of them just talking while I'm talking. They are part of the problem. The black people have issues because you have poor black leadership.
I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting it. He said, listen, that dude set him up and knocked him down. Let me give him a round of applause. He set him up. And he thought, y'all thought he was going to be up there mumbling his nonsense, and he came with that fire. He said, listen, I see all of my beautiful black ladies got on their African garments. He said, you don't show whether or not you for the culture by what you're wearing. You show whether or not you for the culture based off of how you vote. And y'all got poor leadership. Poor leadership. Poor leadership. I want what's his name? Umar Johnson said, I want you to understand, overstand, and understand. That's why I say it three times. Poor leadership. That man came in and said, the leaders of this community is trash, and it's just a reflection of the people that's in the community. Talk your talk, OG.
And Reverend Woo Woo got somebody up here praying for us. Just pray your way off this plantation. Pray your way into reparation. This is disgraceful. No boycott. No black empty seats of black people. When it was packed with these illegal immigrants and packed with these white Jews and white Arabs. Where are the black people? The ancestors hate you. They never knew that you were going to turn out like you are and do what you're doing. You're disgraceful. The miseducation of the black man, Carter G. Woodson said, the miseducation of the black man. And what kind of man did they make on the plantation? Use your imagination. It started with an end. We got to purge ourselves of that and become strong black men and women. You got no representation. Black faces in high places.
Look at Brandon Johnson being disrespectful. Look at Brandon every single time somebody come up there and they speak. Brandon Johnson just act like they not even talking and he completely ignore him. That man said the truth in every single way possible. He said the ancestors hate you. The ancestors hate you based off of the things that you're doing today. Yo, I got to give that man a round of applause. And look at Brandon Johnson. Brandon Johnson just acting like he ain't trying to listen to y'all. He don't want to see y'all. He don't want to talk to y'all. Who is that man? Let me get in touch with that man to get him back up here. I need to understand what he's saying. I need to understand, overstand, and understand what he's saying.
Representation is sad. Look at him. This place should be packed with black people. You have no pride. You're disgraceful. You to the ancestors. If Dr. King could see this, Malcolm X and all our heroes and sheroes and Harriet Tubman said, I could have freed no blacks if they knew they were slaves. Don't you know we're still on the plantation? Don't let this fool you. Don't go there. You're not like these white Altman. You're not like these Hispanic Altman. You're not like the Asian Altman. You're a black Altman. And remember your blackness. Remember where you came from and how you got here. And you haven't got over. Looking back, how I got over. You haven't got over the legacy of slavery. You're still on this white man's plantation in a high
place. Mr. Blackmore, thank you very much for your comments.
He made it quick.
Our next speaker is Tawan Sims.
That man's still mad over there. Where's Tawan at?
I find it courageous, the way the man speak. I know y'all think it's entertaining, and a lot of us bow our heads to it because we convicted by it. But we losing in this city, black people. I'm the young black man that love black people. I'm a young black man that's wild about black people. But I'm also the young black man in the city that's being underserved, mistreated, and just basically made to be invisible. I've been attacked in this city, shot multiple times.
Mm.
I've been pushed to the side by law enforcement. For what reason, I don't know.
When you're a leader and somebody is speaking, you give them your full attention and you pay attention to what they're saying. You don't keep fumbling through papers like you paying attention to something. You're not looking at nothing. You're not looking at nothing. Brandon Johnson, in my opinion, is the most disrespectful person to his own constituents, the very people that voted him in. He's acting like they don't even exist. He's acting like they don't even exist. He's not even looking them in the eye when they're speaking to him. And they're not even up there for a long time.
Attacked by judges. For what reason? I don't know. I guess it's for speaking up for black people. That's the only thing I can think about. But we just received new representation in Brandon Johnson. I was like, yeah, we got a smart black man in the school board, all these little different things. I was like, yeah. But then I think about other things. So to speak about what, I'm from Rogers Park. I'm from the north side for 30 years. I'm sure most of you all are here about Polino or East Rogers Park and not understand how can that be a part of the north side of Chicago? Multiple murders, unsolved. My brother was killed in 1995. His name is Walter Sims. I have not had a follow-up call. There was a young man murdered, a few months ago, when the Yellow Line crashed. His name is Kenneth. He was murdered by a young man named Kamari. I know both of these young kids. Friends murdered, but one of them is going to get off because the charges that were filed against him were dropped. So the city is showing us that black lives don't matter, or black life does not matter to it.
Talk to him.
And we've been condemned in this sense. We've been forgotten in that thought.
Mm.
So I'm the young black man, Taiwan Sims, that love black people and want to see some type of resolve in it. Some reparation, maybe. Some understanding, hopefully. These are our electeds. We got Maria Haddon, Alderman Beal in the far south side. Everybody that should feel responsible. Everybody lining their pockets. Everybody getting something out of it. Everybody, except for the people.
Mm.
So we ask, honestly, wholeheartedly, when do we get the consideration? When? Honestly, I'm from your ward 49th. We got a congressional woman been in the office for 24 years. When do we get some consideration? No, don't shake your head, Maria, because I've been hitting you up for, the last few weeks. I'm sleeping in the 24th district, woman, and you still ain't, please. But sorry, y'all.
Thank you very much for your comments. Our next speaker is Jessica Jackson.
This is very entertaining. I didn't know we was going to get here. Okay, Jessica. Jessica got a speech. She got some talking points.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jessica.
I'm sure everybody knows about a movie, Scarface,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's a classic, Al Pacino,
uh-huh.
right? Yep. Everybody knows about that movie.
Immigrant came and over made everything.
Focus on the famous lines in that movie. You know, the acting and the hello to my little friend and all that. But it's the beginning of that movie
uh-huh.
that matters. When those words are coming up on that screen, that's what matters. And those words say, in May of 1980, Fidel Castro opened the harbor at Mariel, Cuba, with the apparent intention of letting some of his people join their relatives in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Within 72 hours, 3,000 U.S. boats were headed for Cuba. It soon became evident that Castro was forcing the boat owners to carry back with them not only their relatives, but the dregs of his jails. Of that 125,000 refugees that landed in Florida, an estimated 25,000 had criminal records.
Mm.
That's what's up. That's what has happened in the United States right now. All this asylum-seeking lie, all this about refugees. No. What's happening is they're emptying out the dregs of their jails into the United States, into our communities.
She's
they're
100%
junking
right.
up our country. And yeah, we feel some kind of way about it because it's our country. It's our country. People like Vasquez and them, look how disrespectful they are. Now, you just gave that man a resolution for his father's restaurant. And every time we get up and talk, he's working this room. Look at him. Look at him. But he wants his resolution for his father to be respected. Vasquez, Lopez, all of them want their people to be respected. But they can't even give us the dignity for what we built. But them, ain't no question about it. Yeah, Black History Month. the American descendants of slavery. And I want you to know, Brandon Johnson, I understand what Breakmore's saying about we still own the plantation, but what you're looking at right now, this is what a free Negro look like. And I'm telling you, we're going to get our city back, we're going to stand for our people, we're going to get them out of our communities because they don't deserve to be there. Anytime they can't give us 3 lousy minutes of their attention while we sit here and watch y'all get them all kind of money, you watch us. We black out here, and we're going to handle our business.
Hey, I guess Chicago ain't going to take this lying down, are they? Let me give Chicago a round of applause. I guess Chicago ain't going to take this lying down. Listen, they know. They know now. So, okay, so they're not ignorant. The people are telling them the truth. They not just listening to the Millionaire Morning Show and saying that's just the Anton thing. They understand. This is not an anomaly. Everybody know. From the bottom to the top, from the business people to the politicians, from the young people to the old people, everybody know. Everybody know. From Chicago to Miami, from Los Angeles to New York, everybody is familiar with what is going on here in the United States of America. And we just seen 3 people back to back to back. Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing because I didn't know that this was going to go the way that it was going to go. I thought that they was just going to, you know, Brandon Johnson was just going to be disrespectful and acting like he wasn't hearing them. But these people is telling the truth. They're telling the truth. They telling the truth. I can't take one. Okay, Chicago. I got y'all back. I got your back, Chicago. I thought that it was just all gunshots. Boop, 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 boop. Happening over in Chicago. But the people are standing on business over in the streets, and they holding the politicians accountable. I can't complain. Let me give y'all one more round of applause. Y'all deserve better. You deserve better leadership. You deserve better mayors. You deserve better aldermen. You deserve better presidents. You deserve better across the board. Chicago, I love y'all. Y'all done reignited a love for me that I got for y'all. And so I'm going to continue to stay on the forefront of this movement and holding the people accountable that is not doing what they supposed to do. I got you, Chicago. If it's up to me, we getting them up out of there. We getting them up out of there. She spoke to, hey man, listen, they gave you the fundamentals of what happened. The Chicago school system must be doing something right because they gave y'all the entire, she gave you a thesis. She drew you in with admiration. She quoted a scripture from the Scarface movie. She gave you her hypothesis. She said, listen, it's not even a thing that you need to be paying attention to as far as the acting. It's the beginning of the movie that they really gave you the blueprint of what's happening here in the United States of America today. She drew me in. I had to listen. I couldn't even comment. I said, this woman is cooking. She cooking. She gave you the 3 supporting sentences, the 3 supporting paragraphs, and then she gave you the conclusion where she reiterated what she started in the first paragraph, and she said, I ain't taking this land down. Give you a round of applause one more time. Shout out to Chicago. Y'all got Mode and Twister. Let me play with your emotions, souls, to the rhythm of a hi-hat. Let me stimulate your mind, body, and soul. I know you want to try that. No mother, can you buy that? Where your ride at? Let me play with your emotions. Woo! Shout out to Twister. I seen a bunch of tongue twisters that was up there. That's my favorite guy from Chicago is Twista. It ain't even Ye. It ain't Ye. It ain't Common. It's Twista. Let me play with your emotions, so to the rhythm of a hi-hat. Yeah. That Adrenaline Rush album is one of my top albums of all time. You know what I'm saying? All right. We here. This is how we start off that emotions, them emotions. Yeah, shout out to the people in Chicago. Y'all doing the Lord's work out there.